Are you ready to go from burned out to blissed out? I'm Rebecca Whitman. I will share with you my 7 pillars of abundance and interview experts that will help you get all 7 areas of your life in alignment so that you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's get into the show. Welcome everyone to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman. I am helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And today we have an amazing guest on the show. Welcome to the podcast, Marie Diamond.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Such a pleasure to be here.
I am so excited to have you on the show. Your work has actually affected my life because when you were on The Secret, you said if you're trying to manifest your soulmate, don't have artwork and sculpture of women by themselves. And I went out and I bought a bunch of beautiful paintings with couples, and soon after that, actually, I had a couple relationships that didn't work out, but then I got new artwork and I said, I'm going to start over, and I manifested my soulmate. So it is so wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And I met you at a wonderful dinner with David Meltzer a couple months ago. We sat next to each other and I knew that we would be friends and collaborate. So it's so great that we're finally doing it.
Yes, I'm so excited for this, to connect with all your audience.
So I'm going to tell my audience a little bit about your background.
Yeah.
So Marie Diamond is a world-renowned master teacher of feng shui and the law of attraction. She is a multiple best-selling author. She is the star of a major network series called Feng Shui Your Life. She starred in the global phenomenon called The Secret, which is where I met her. God, that had to be like 20 years ago, right?
18.
18. Wow. Time just flies. And she's been featured in over 10 documentaries. She has taught more than 2 million students and has spoken in more than 30 countries. She is a mentor to celebrities in the film and music industry. Big celebrities, people we all know and love, just to name a few. Steven Spielberg, Jason Bateman, Jodie Foster, Marianne Williamson, and Vishen Lakhiani, and many, many more. And she has been knighted Dame for her humanitarian work. Who knighted, was that England that knighted you Dame?
No, this is done by the Hospital Knights. So it's a charity organization that exists for almost 2,000 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, she is just an incredible expert in all things law of attraction. So let's talk about feng shui. How did you get into that work as a, like, what was your path to be doing what you're doing?
Yeah. So it all started after my 15 years old. I had a near-death experience, and I went to the other side and I got a very clear message on what I was here to do. And the message that came was, I am here to enlighten more than 500 million people. Now, at that time, I was already into meditation. I was already creating a vision wall in my home. But I was still processing that even with all this positive energy and gratitude and a positive mindset, I still attracted to be almost killed. And so when I connect with my mentor, I had already...
How did you almost die? And how old were you?
I was run over by a truck. Yeah.
And how old were you when you got run over by a truck?
I was 15 and I was a flatline. So I was, I was gone for...
How long were you dead for?
Well, according to my mom, I was definitely more than 20 minutes. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
But they couldn't feel or see anything, right? So, but anyhow, all good. I'm back.
Yeah, you're back. Well, I had no idea. Okay.
And so what happened was I asked my mentor, like, what did I do wrong? Like, I've done all the prayers. I was a very spiritual child. And he said, like, oh, you just have bad feng shui. And I had no idea what that meant. So he told me that my bedroom where I slept was really bad vibes. And I couldn't sleep there very well. I was very lonely. I had bullies at school. I was a superstar, a student, but all the rest didn't go so well. And so I moved to another place, painted the different colors, did hang other imagery, like you did also after watching The Secret. And I got my first love, I got friends, like the bullies stopped bullying me. It's like my life completely transformed. And that is when I started understanding there were several steps I had to take. So I l learned some basic things, but only when I was 31, I started studying feng shui. When I was already a teacher about manifestation and law of attraction, I started implementing the environment and start studying in Asia to become a feng shui expert and later on a feng shui master. So I started understanding that the environment is one third of your manifestation power. And so the first third is our own mindset, I would say, and our behavior and the actions we take towards the goals we want to have. The second part is our spiritual connection that I would call following your soul purpose. And so if you then connect with that, meditate about it, connect and align with God, the universe, whatever that is for you, that's the second part. And so my feng shui grandmaster told me, but your last part is the most overlooked part, and that's your environment. That is also responsible for 33.3% of your results of your law of attraction. And so that is kind of known in the Asian traditions, but in the Western world, that was very unknown. So I start talking about that. And that's also what I shared in The Secret, that we need to become aware of whatever is around us, that this is actually acting like a three-dimensional vision board. On a subconscious level, the colors, the images, the positioning of a furnishing, the where the light comes in, what elements do you place around you will affect you subconsciously. And feng shui is an energy system that exists for more than 3,000 years, that they kind of can compare with like acupuncture. So acupuncture is like checking out the energy of your body, while feng shui is checking out the energy of your next body, what we call the home, your environment.
So, how did you find out? Like, how did they tap you on the shoulder and ask you to be in The Secret? And did you know it was going to be this huge global hit and change the world? Did you have any intuition about it?
Well, I immigrated about a year and a half from Belgium to the United States because I had this big view of reaching millions of people. And, living in Belgium was a small country, only 10 million people. I could never reach 500 million people right now, perhaps with internet, but before that. And so I knew I had to go to a bigger country. So my intuition led me there. And then I created a vision board that I put on my personal success direction, and I put on that vision board a little post-it note, like a yellow post-it note, wrote down on it, I'm going to be in a movie seen by millions of people that will transform the world. Now, I was
Wow.
not great English. English was not my best language at that time yet. And so for me, it was like, okay, let me put that in my success flow, what is for everybody different, and I'm coming back on that. And so I also put an Oscar statue there because a film and Oscar is like, connected. And I put my name on it, Marie Diamond, and I put the year 2006.
Wow.
And that was in 2002. So fast forward, within a few months, I was starting to mentor and support great ones of the self-help world, like Marianne Williamson, Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, John Gray. All these great people, they started working with me, and I was helping them energetically. They were like hitting a ceiling, and they were like, Marie, we're hitting a ceiling. What do we do? So I started implementing feng shui, did some energy clearing for them, and that ultimately led to being in the Transformation Leadership Council created by Jack Canfield, and that is where the film The Secret was filmed. And I was the only European in The Secret. And another thing that happened is because I put my Oscar there, I started having Oscar-winning clients.
Yes, you
So
do.
that is, what happened from activating my success direction.
That is so incredible. Now, I have another connection to The Secret. My first wedding was officiated by Michael Beckwith.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So I tried to get Marianne Williamson for the second one, but she was too busy. And I got married during the pandemic, so it was just a little trickier. But the second one is going great. So I'm keeping those paintings in the house because they help
Better.
me manifest my second husband. So what for the person who's listening, maybe they don't even know what it is that feng shui does, or how do you explain it to people? What is it?
Well, we are constantly living, sleeping, working in a space around us. And whatever is around us has also a conscious field. And that conscious field can or stop you or overwhelm you if you have clutter there, if you have the wrong images and colors. It can overwhelm you, but it also can totally balance you and make you more abundant if you know what to do. So it is actually really tapping into that subconscious experience. I'm always telling your home is a three-dimensional vision board. And so even if you put goals on a paper, but if the story around you is telling a different story, a different outline, then it's actually you're contradicting yourself. So let's say you want to be in romance, but every item around you is showing that you're a single woman. Now I'm always saying you can do all your affirmations and all your meditations, but subconsciously you have been seeing 24/7 constantly approving yourself to be single. Yeah. So if you then change these images, because our subconscious works, first of all, visual. So anything we see, we know that when we watch television, whatever we see is affecting us, but we don't think about it for our home. Yeah. So that is actually how it works. It's a subconscious affirmation that is happening with what is around you. Now, based on thousands of years of understanding, the feng shui masters understood that there's certain colors that work for some people. Based on your birthday, there is also certain wind directions, compass directions that work better for you. So if you want to find that out, you can actually download my free app, and they just put in Marie Diamond in the Google or the App Store. And you will be asked to put in your birthday and your birth gender because it connects in with your original experience in the physical form. And so then you will get a number. And so, for example, mine is number 5. And then you will get a compass that is based on your field.
Beautiful.
So my success direction is southwest. So what I do is, as it's acupuncture energy, I activate always my southwest. So I hold the compass in the center of the room, and for me it's southwest. For somebody else it can be north or east or northeast. I don't know. It's based on your birthday. There are 9 possibilities. And so in my success direction, of course, I have there my book, my new book, Your Home is a Vision Board, that comes out on October 15th from Hay House.
Yay!
Where I explain step by step how to really manifest all your dreams on success, money, relationships, health and well-being, and your inspiration in your home. So I have there my awards, I have there books that I did, products I created. So I create like I would call a success altar, right? Right there. And in my relationship direction, and that's also very important that you have a relationship direction, you put there in your office, you will not focus so much on romance, right? But I have, for example, a globe there because I have students in more than 190 countries. So how
Wow.
can I would say symbolize that? Yeah. So I have that there. I have an image of my children there. I have an image of some of my high-end clients there. So I activate my environment like through acupuncture. Without needles, but just putting symbols and colors and elements in that area that affect me positively. And because of that, your home is then going to remind yourself constantly what your goals really are. So that's why I call it your home is a vision board.
Now your app comes with a compass, so it tells you
It's a
like
free app. Yeah, it's a free app. So the book will indicate you where to find it also, but you can go already and check it out. There are some videos on it, and so you can also upgrade to a whole year-long program, fighting $26, so where you can really step by step, you get every month which step you can take. But it also works with the home, with the book, Your Home is a Vision Board. It actually gives you step by step with the book what you need to do, what you need to activate.
Wow, that is so incredible. And are you allowed to talk about any celebrities? Because I mean, I'm a huge Jason Bateman fan. Like, are you allowed to say like what shifts you made in his home or where
I
he was
can
stuck?
say that it was really before he was starting to have the big shows, the big
Yeah.
films, where I remember when I asked him, "Do you have any awards?" And he had an Emmy Award from when he was also a child actor, from
Yeah.
he was in the Little House on the Prairie, right?
Yeah.
That was one of his first. And I said, "Where is it?" He said, "Oh, it's somewhere in my closet." And I said, "Let's take it out, right? So put it in your success direction." And so any award he had, and he was first like, "Oh, I don't care about it." I said, "Hey, if you want to go to your next level, you have to honor the past you have already created." And so we put that there. And within a few months, he literally had a very big new film actually with Jennifer Aniston, and from there,
Horrible Bosses.
yeah. So, and from there, the journey went on.
He just took off. Well, that is such a great example of the power of feng shui and the power of your work. So, what are your favorite feng shui items for good luck and abundance?
Well, I would say, first of all, a fountain. Because a fountain creates abundance, because abundance in feng shui is connected with the element water. So for this year, because it changes every year, actually, for this year in 2024, you need to put a bubbling fountain in the east section of your office or where you work. If you don't work in your office, but it's like in your dining room or your living room, put it in the east. So take your compass, stand in the middle. And you can even use my compass and see where is the east. So I have it over there. It creates money. So next is in the southeast. So it is a rotating where the water element is for the what we call time feng shui. But if you can't do it there, you can always put it in the north. The north is also helps you to create abundance with your career, with your business. So having a bubbling fountain, it doesn't have to be big, like just a bubbling fountain doesn't have to, you don't have to hear it, but it's always running day and night, because I always say, people say, "No, I don't want it at night." Well, at night you can make money too now with online.
Yeah, you want to make money in your sleep.
Yeah, when you wake up, "Hey, there's money in my bank account." But I just would not do the at night. When you're working in your bedroom, take out the water, because that's too much water at night. But that's the first thing I would definitely do. The second, I would always add some golden symbols around you. And that could be writing with a golden pen when you sign contracts. Or, yes, there you have it. But it could also be on your desk, put some golden objects. Put your certificates, your awards in gold looking frames. Because as you want to create a bunch, you need to add more gold, not everything in gold. Again, it's about acupuncture. So just certain parts you want to focus on.
What about red? Where are you supposed to put red?
Well, red is a color of fire. And I would say you can definitely want to create a little bit more passion. You can put it in your bedroom, but don't do too much. Don't do red curtains or red carpet or red wallpaper, because that's too much red. So red is always a color of passion, but also a color of balance, by the way. So if you feel that energy is a little bit off, then you want to add, for example, some gold objects, but a red object, but not too much. You don't want to overwhelm yourself with fire. And this year, actually, the center of your home, you need to add something in red. It could be like a red crystal or a red vase. That will actually tell you that you'll be more balanced in your home, between the family, between your friends, and even you're feeling less overwhelmed.
So in the Do you want to know my biggest and best beauty secret? It is liquid collagen. I started drinking liquid collagen 3.5 years ago, and I am totally obsessed. I have never looked younger, fitter, leaner, stronger. My skin is glowing. My hair is thick and shiny. Eyebrows, eyelashes, nails, they're all growing, and I feel like I'm aging backwards. If you really want to know a huge hack to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant, you got to try this collagen. It is amazing. If you go to the show notes, you will get a $10 off coupon. If you buy 2 bottles, it's $25 off. And there's 2 versions. There's one for anti-aging and overall health, and there's another formula for fat loss. Both formulas are amazing. They taste great, and it's so easy to take. You just take a spoonful in the morning and a spoonful at night and just add it to your regimen. This stuff is off the charts. So make sure you go to the link in the show notes and grab yourself a couple bottles and tell me how much you love aging backwards. Thanks for watching the show, and we'll be back to our regular content now. Very center of your home, have something red.
Correct.
Okay, and then what about jade? Where should we have jade?
So jade is green and is connected to element wood. And jade is best placed in the southeast to activate money and long-term wealth, or also in the east because then it affects long-term family connections. So, and great health. So jade can really work both on money, on relationships, and on health.
So it can go anywhere.
Not anywhere, east or southeast. I
Okay,
wouldn't place it
east or
anywhere else.
southeast. Okay, what other symbols do you want to share about some of the most famous feng shui symbols?
Well, I think one of the things you can work with is to work with rose quartz. So especially if you want to look for love, look for 2 rose quartz hearts, and put them on your nightstand, or put them in your relationship direction once you have found out your relationship direction in your bedroom. Rose quartz is a symbol for that. But also if you, for example, are single and you want to receive new love in your life, then you can work with peonies, roses, and put an image or real peony roses in the southwest area of your living room, and the image of it in your bedroom. You don't want the real ones in your bedroom. You don't want too much flowers in your bedroom. So at the moment you have found that true love, you need to remove the peonies because otherwise you will lose the love. So I had this beautiful peony rose image I gave to a friend, and she found love. And I said, keep going, keep giving it to the next friend. And we got 10 women that found true love within a year from one image.
Was it a painting that was passed
It
around?
was a painting with peony roses.
Oh my God, that is a well-loved painting. 10 women found love from the one painting.
The one painting, but you have to place it in the southwest from your bedroom or the living room.
And who has the famous painting now?
Oh, it's back in my with me, and now I've given it to my daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, your marriage is very long term. How long have you been married now?
34 years together, and so my husband and myself. Each time we move, and we have moved many countries over the years, many houses, the first thing he always will ask me is our bedroom good for feng shui?
There you go. There you go. Now, with the bedroom, your bed is supposed to be facing a certain direction.
Well, the first part is you always want to be in a commanding position. That means when you wake up, that you can see the door of the room that you will come in from the hallway. Right? Because that is where love comes in. The second thing is if you can put your headboard and have a headboard because you will feel more strong and powerful against the wall, Yeah, so that's the second thing. Hang something positive of love above your headboard, because that is where you connect. Could be an image of lovebirds, two hearts, a couple, but remove anything with water. Because if you have water images above your headboard, you actually will create more and more frustration in the couple and less communication. Yeah, so because you're like literally drowning from the water above you. So put something positive. If you have an image of both of you together recently, then put it there. If you're 34 years together like me, I would not put an image of myself and my husband when we are married, because that's too long ago, right? I would do a current picture of myself and my husband, or some symbols that you both love about love. And definitely when you want to attract romance, cover the mirrors. Yeah. So when you have mirrors in the bedroom, you double the people in the bed. If you're lonely, you double your loneliness. If you're with two, you double the partnership. So cover the mirrors, or at night, put a screen in front of it, or a curtain. And then also cover the television, because the television is mostly a mirrored surface. So when you cover it at night, first of all, you will feel sleeping better. You will less be stressed in the morning. You will feel like much in a better mood, and your love life will do better.
And then I also heard you're not supposed to have anything underneath your bed because that like blocks the energy. Tell us about that.
Well, it's all about clutter and creating positive space, right? So when you're overwhelmed, most of the time people have an overwhelmed space around them. They have clutter. And so I would first of all say, don't have clutter on your nightstands, because that's something you see. And I've seen everything from socks to taxes, tax bills on nightstands. So think about that's a place where you want to be inspired. You can put a picture of you and your loved one, or a book that inspires you, your journal, something positive. Less is more. And then also under your bed, try to put things as most as possible. If you need to put storage there, towards the end, towards your foot end, but don't have anything under your heart and under your head, because that will affect you. But same when you would have like an attic above your bedroom, make sure there's no storage above where you sleep, because that will affect you too.
Do you have any good tips on getting rid of clutter? Because I think a lot of people, especially in America, we have so much consumerism and that there's just a
Yeah,
lot of people
it is
struggling with
definitely
clutter.
in America more a problem than in Europe. So
Yes.
we have like this, first of all, when you start on decluttering, think about releasing 20% of what you have. And so I have this five box system that works amazingly, and thousands of people have used it. And that is, take five box or five bags, ask somebody to help you out. Because to ask you the question, are you going to use this for the next year? It's not about, is it bringing you joy? Yeah. It's about being practical. Yeah. The
Yes.
first box is everything you feel like, hey, I want to keep, put it in there. Right.
Okay.
Second box, things that are broken, things that are like ripped apart, like dresses or shoes that, you can't wear anymore. It's for the garbage. You put it there. Third box is, you don't want to keep it, but you know a friend or a family member, your child, you want to pass it on to them. It's something from the family or something, they love that book or they love that dress. Put it in there, take a picture of it, send it right away and say, are you okay with having this? Yeah, because you don't want to add to their clutter either. They need to be saying yes because they want to. Yeah. The fourth box is, that is going to Goodwill, charity. Yeah. So let's say your friend said, no, I don't want it, then put it in the fourth box right away. So you don't keep, and if they don't respond within 24 hours, put it in there right away, because you can't keep waiting. And so that box you're just going to give away. The fifth box is what you want to sell. Because right now, with vintage apps, eBay, thrift stores, you can actually sell your products and make some money from decluttering. So, and the person with you will always ask you, what are you going to use this for in the next year? Because everything we have has a story. And I think Americans hold on to too many of the storyline behind what they have. Like, oh, I got that in this shop. Oh, I got that from my aunt. Are you going to use this in the next year? That's the only question you want to have. And there's probably some things you feel like, I don't really want to use this, but I want to, it's like a treasure. So I always say to people, get a treasure box. Like everyone in my family has a treasure box. Could be images, could be something from their childhood. So in that treasure box, you can put things that you're like, I don't want to use it, but it really is something so sweet for me to keep having. So you can see that as a six box.
That is such practical advice about the five boxes. So if you're listening to this podcast, stop it, rewind it, write that down, and ask yourself or have your friend ask you the magic question, are you going to use this for the next year? Now, I've heard the reverse. Like, if I haven't used this in the last year, I'm going to throw it away. But you do it in the future. If you're not going to use it in the following year, throw
Yeah,
it away.
it's otherwise people start asking the questions like, did I use it? Did I not use it? Like, they're getting confused about it. Yeah. And I do believe it's better to focus on the future than to think back about the past. Because when we think about the past, we actually have a harder time to let go of things. When we think about the future, it's easier to let go.
So that is such great advice. So I was looking at your website and you use the word dose. So explain to us what dose means and how can we dose our home to attract more abundance, success, healing, and love. I know that's one of your
Oh yeah,
courses.
we pronounce it dowsing.
Oh,
Yeah.
douse. That's why I'm like, douse, douse. Okay, I understand the word douse, but what does it mean in terms of feng shui and manifesting?
So the original feng shui masters, they did two things. They work first of all with their compass, and the second of all, they would work with dowsing sticks. That they would look for water. Like we would sometimes people that would be looking for a source, they would be dowsing the place. So they would not just look for water. They built the palaces of the emperor, but they also would look for ley lines. So ley lines were like acupuncture lines, energy lines on the earth. But we also have negative lines. So like say fault lines, underground water. That is actually, if you sleep on it really affects you, and you have a harder time sleeping and a harder time attracting what you want. So I'm both a feng shui and a dowsing master. And so I teach people how to douse their own home so they can rectify the with cures. And these are actually acupuncture cures. They are like long needles that they put in certain places. They start sleeping better. There's more harmony in people's life. There's less overwhelm. It's an amazing knowledge that I have shared with more than 500,000 people just on that alone. And something that you can learn online with me because I cannot go everywhere in the world to do this for other people. And so that is actually a very important part. We see people that have a lot of clutter. Once we douse it, everybody gets organized. People that are overwhelmed, they feel so much more concentrated and they know how to move forward. So we're changing literally the brainwave energy of the home by doing that. So going, most homes are in beta. When they're in beta, you feel overwhelmed and frustrated and you don't move forward. We actually create what I call an alpha brainwave home. When people are there and they have it cured, literally they feel so much more optimistic, supportive, focused, happy, joyful, and better communication. And I've seen so many changes. So we both use feng shui and dowsing to help people.
What kind of advice do you have for people who are experiencing overwhelm in their life? Like, what do you do personally when you, because you have a very busy schedule, you write multiple books and speak all over the world and you're consulting celebrities. Like, what do you personally do, Marie, when you start to feel overwhelmed?
Well, it started with meditation for me. So on the app, there's a little meditation called Your Tubes of Light Meditation. And we have so many people worldwide using that meditation. So 5 minute meditation with colors because colors are frequencies and vibrational connections with the universe. And so people do this meditation. I do that also in the morning. And you're aligning yourself with your soul and your spirit. And so as you're doing that, you also will feel more protected from all the negative influences that people sometimes send to you subconsciously, or you go into the world and there's so much input. And I'm a hypersensitive person. So for me, overwhelm was something I grew up with. But since I did that meditation and I was 7 when I started doing it, I have been able to be so aligned and so focused, and I don't lose energy anymore. So that's the first thing. And people that are super sensitive, they all say once they start doing this practice, and it's available for free on the app, they start seeing how much more organized, how much more aligned they are, and less overwhelmed they feel. The second thing is really working on your, first of all, your declutter of your home, activating your good directions, just really using the information that is in your home as a vision board, and people feel immediately more calmer and more peaceful. So these are the techniques I'm using since I'm 7 years old.
What about for exhaustion or burnout? What do you personally do, Marie, when you start to feel tired and drained and exhausted to keep your energy going?
Well, you need to really activate your energy field. So the best step is always to connecting with nature's energy, right? Going walking, sitting outside, being in the sunlight for a little bit. So to just really tap into the Mother Earth's energy, that is the strongest energy that we can really connect with. So can be walking, it can be doing something, swimming, whatever it is outside. Even if it's dark in the winter time, take 15 minutes around noon, because around noon the chi of the sun is the strongest. That means you will have the most fire coming into your body, positive fire energy. So some people would say, well, I'm more a morning person. Yes, do that, but then do it when the sun is already high enough to have some sunlight. And if you're more an evening person, do then these walks or being outside when the sun is still visible, right? So you need to really tap into the earth energy and the fire energy of the sun. That will help you first of all. And because we would call that vitamin D, literally, right? We're adding vitamin D and some good B12 to our system in a natural way.
Do you believe in grounding, like walking on the earth barefoot to get that, the effect of the earth energy?
That's one of the things you can tap into Mother Earth, is to ground. And that's something I do regularly to get my free radicals up. So that's definitely something, but some people can't do that. Then I would tell them, get yourself a crystal. Yeah. Make sure you wash the crystal with lavender or sea salt water, put it in the sunlight regularly and hold the crystal. And just holding a crystal will also help you to create more free radicals and ground yourself. Yeah. So sometimes we don't have the ability, then work with a crystal, and a white quartz crystal is the best to ground.
Do you recommend holding a crystal while you meditate?
Some people love that. Yeah, for sure. If that you feel that it's something you need when you meditate, please do so, right? But you can also work with some frequencies of smell to help you ground. Like one of the things that help you ground very much is vanilla. So vanilla scented candles are very good to ground yourself. And also when you come back from a busy day, just lighting a vanilla scented candle, you will always calm yourself down. Or it could be vanilla sticks, you know, scents, perfume sticks. You can work with that. Yeah.
Interesting. Now I like perfume that smells like baked goods. I'm not big into like floral or musk, but if it smells like yummy food, usually has vanilla in it, I love it. I gravitate to that.
Anything that you feel relates with you, yeah, right? Just do it. Another one that grounds very well is pine. Yeah.
Oh.
So pine smell is something that always, because again, we feel the oxygen of the, when we smell pine. So that could be something you can work with.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about your new book, Hay House, the best publisher out there for self-help. How can we get it? What does it mean? I know we've been kind of talking about this whole interview. Your home is a vision board, but why did you choose that as a title? Tell us a little bit about your book and where to get it, and that will be the last question because I know you're very busy today and you've shared so much of your wonderful time with us.
Thank you so much. So yes, Your Home is a Vision Board is my second book with Hay House. Very excited about that. And I choose that title because each time when I speak in a seminar for the last 20 years and I tell people your home is a three-dimensional vision board, it gives them an aha moment. They're like, oh, I never thought about what is around me, how that affects me, because they are all journaling, they're all creating vision boards, but they never looked around them. So that's why we chose that topic. Also because this is a book to go mainstream. And so because that's my now next level, I've been very successful in the self-help, in the manifestation field, but I really, with also my TV show on Tubi, that you can still watch. You can actually, I tapped into the more mainstream platforms, and I think Your Home is a Vision Board is helping you that. So what's in there? A little bit of my story, so that my story can inspire you how I used my home as a vision board to become so successful. But also then I tap into how to make a vision board based on your birthday, because literally everything is connected with your birthday. So where to place your vision board, and then to use that vision board that you created on paper, that vision board is that based on your birthday manifests so much faster if it's in the right place. And then from there we look at what you need to place in your home, not just based on your birthday, but also based on time. So we're going forward in time, we're adding colors that work well for you, elements that work well for you, so that you can really at your home as the missing link to manifest your life.
I cannot wait to read this. Where can people get this? And say again, where to find your app, where to find more about all your courses. I know you have a couple of really great events coming up to help promote your book launch. So tell us all things Marie Diamond.
So Your Home is a Vision Board available on Amazon and in good bookstores, of course, like Barnes and Nobles, and many others. The app is available under Marie Diamond in Google Play or an App Store. Check out my Instagram every few days. There's amazing tutorials that have been watched by millions. It's under Marie Diamond Official. There's also a podcast, The Marie Diamond Show, that you can learn more, and also on my YouTube channel. So there's a lot of free information out there so that you can really go to the next level with this missing link of the secret.
Wow, well, I have learned so much. I am like so motivated to like get my five boxes out and declutter away. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and expertise and passion for manifesting and the law of attraction. I know my listeners really appreciate it. You guys go out and grab that book. And everybody, thank you for listening to this show because of your loyal listening and sharing this podcast. We are in the top 1% of podcasts globally. So thank you so much for reviewing it. You've given me so many lovely reviews, subscribing, sharing it. Keep it going because this is a movement where we're showing people that you can go through life not burned out, but balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Thanks again for another wonderful episode. Thank you, Marie Diamond.
Thanks so much.
And you're so welcome. And until we meet again, everyone, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Wow, what an amazing show. I got so much value out of that, and I hope you did too. I would love to help you get unstuck. Which of the seven key areas of life do you feel blocked in? Maybe you are stuck in your love life and can't manifest your soulmate. Maybe you just can't lose that last 10 pounds. Maybe you are burned out and want to get out of your job and create a six-figure side hustle. I have great news for you. I am offering three complimentary breakthrough calls this week for the women and the men that are ready to get unstuck. This is a free 45-minute coaching call that I am offering to my listeners. Just go to the link in the show notes. And for those of you ready to really have the time of your life and end 2024 on an incredible note, you will want to learn more about the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, October 3rd through 6th in Belize City, Central America. Not only will you learn how to get all seven areas of your life to a level 10 to end the year with momentum, but you will enjoy pampering in a luxury spa with healthy food, yoga, and sound bath. We will be having an incredible time on the beach, in the pool, walking around the beautiful city. It's in a private island, and it's just something that will be the best decision you ever made. I can't wait to spend a weekend with you in Belize City, Central America, on a private island. So if you're looking for more information on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, make sure you go to my link in the show notes. And for everybody else, thank you so much for supporting the show. We love our listeners, your reviews, your subscriptions, sharing this podcast with your friends and family is really getting the word out there that you do not have to go through life burned out. You can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure you tune in next week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.